Hello and welcome to another edition of Cliff's Edge, a podcast written and narrated by Clifford Goldstein. Clifford shares his insights, viewpoints, and opinions in his own unique way.
In my early 20s, 21 to be exact, it hit me that truth, absolute truth, had to exist. I mean, I existed, the sky existed, the universe existed, the ground existed. Whatever it all was, it all was, which meant that something had to explain why it all was. And that explanation, whatever it was, would be the truth. Now, I don't want to use the word sacred, because it would imply some kind of religious component that, at least in my mind then, wasn't there. But once I realized that truth, as in the truth, had to exist, I felt this moral, as opposed to sacred, obligation to try to find it. I have no idea why I felt this way, so strongly too, other than something like truth for truth's sake. Now, I wasn't seeking hope, love, eternal life, God, divine peace, or celestial harmony, whatever. Rather, I was in a cold, rational pursuit of cold, rational truth. Good, bad, hopeful, hopeless, whatever it was. Maybe the truth is that we were computer algorithms created by a race of aliens with powerful Macs. Maybe we were the chance products of a cold, mindless creation that never saw us coming and cares nothing about us. Maybe a god or gods created the universe for the fun of watching humanity suffer and die. Maybe reality is someone or something's dream that will vanish once whoever or whatever wakes up. I didn't care. All I knew was that I wanted the truth, even if it meant hating it. Well, lo and behold, not only did I find the truth, or rather he, Jesus, the truth, found me, but man, did it turn out to be wonderful beyond my wildest imagination. The creator of the universe, John 1, 1-3, the explanation of why it all was, loved this world so much that in the person of his son, Jesus, he took upon himself our humanity and at the cross bore in himself the just punishment for the evil, sin, and outright raunchiness that each of us has committed. And he did it so that each one of us can claim the promise of eternal life in a whole new heavens and earth. How much better could the truth be? Scripture doesn't talk much about seeking truth, an idea that seems more from Athens than Jerusalem. Instead, Paul wrote about those who will perish because, quote, they refuse to love the truth and be saved. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. The love of the truth and the love of it. This is something that we receive, something that we are given if we accept it. Look at the truth. Truth we can know only because it has been revealed to us. Christ crucified, our Creator becoming our Redeemer, the one who, quote, upholds all things by the word of his power, Hebrews 1:3, allowing himself to be nailed to a cross in order to give us a new existence and a new creation. Having received the truth, how then could we not love it?
You have been listening to Cliff's Edge, a regular podcast hosted by Clifford Goldstein. We invite you to subscribe to Cliff's Edge or any of our podcasts by going to araudio.org. That's araudio.org. If you've been inspired or encouraged by the content of this program or any of our programs, we invite you to subscribe to our print magazine, Adventist Review. You can do that by going to AdventistReview.org. That's AdventistReview.org.